They're loading into the barriers. Moods, Mytho, Rog, and the Rain Man. And they're underway for Moody on the Mic.
Here we are again, another edition of Moody on the Mic. Last week, we gave a full preview of Rose Hill Golden Slipper Day, and they didn't race, so we'll just do it all over again. Peter Moody, welcome to you.
Take two, Roger. Take two of Golden Slipper Weekend, unprecedented in our times. What was it, 63 or 66 or something, the last postponed Golden Slipper? But, you know, congratulations to the Australian Turf Club and Racing New South Wales with the ability to do that. The meeting was going to be diabolical last week. Just put the whole carnival back a week, and when you've got one race club and one organisation, you can do it. Mightn't suit everyone, but the racing isn't lost, and that's probably the main thing. Five Group Ones, one of the great days racing on the Australian calendar, and even though it's going to be on a wet track Saturday, it's going to be an improving track with the good weather up there at the moment. So let's hope they get back to a slow surface, and probably gives more horses their opportunity on, like I say, one of the great Australian race days.
We will dive into that a little bit deeper, no pun intended. But first, we'll just welcome Anthony Mithen. The Rain Man's having a few tech issues, which for a nerd is just unbelievably surprising. But Mytho, welcome to you.
Thanks, Rog. G'day, Pete. It's been an a funny old week. We should be reveling in crowning a Golden Slipper winner, but instead we're wondering which ones will suffer from the extra week in work and whether or not they should have actually redrawn the Golden Slipper, added some emergencies because there is a scratching, and we won't be having a full field, which was perhaps the controversial call when all other races were reopened and had benefited from being reopened by the look of acceptances. Now, there's some big name horses that will run this weekend that wouldn't have run last weekend in some of those Group 1 races that Pete mentioned.
Moods, what does it mean for a trainer when you set a horse for a particular race and everything is timed to the minute for a lot of horses? When you push an entire carnival back a week, how big an impact does it have, or is it manageable?
Well, listen, it's manageable on a lot of most fronts, but with two-year-olds, you've got them one day and you have it the next. So some of these horses, they've had their programs geared towards last Saturday with their lead-up runs and so on. But, some will have coped well and some won't have. And you that's where you're backing the ability of the trainer that has the horse in the race and is best able to manage that. But even the best trainer, if the horse has some sort of issue or it's over the top or cooked, there's nothing they're going to be able to probably do to manage it. As Anthony said earlier, we've already had one withdrawal through an illness, and there's still 48 hours to go, so you never know what may happen. Certainly interesting times for the blokes that are prepping those horses to peak them on the big day. A lot of the other races, we know there's four other Group 1s on the day, but a lot of those are lead-ins to further races and the championships as well, so probably not as significant for some of those, maybe, but for the slipper one, this is grand final day. This is the day that makes their lives.
I was chatting to Tommy Berry yesterday, who we were hoping was going to join us this morning, but he's sweating for the big meet, and he's riding Stay Inside in the Golden Slipper. He said he rode him last Tuesday, and he was pretty happy with his work, didn't blow him away, but he rode him on Tuesday and absolutely blew him away. So he thinks that week off has actually set him up beautifully. So that's where you're saying it differs from two-year-old to two-year-old.
Well, even Anthony and I are in the company of Henry Field, the managing owner of Stay Inside through Newgate Farms yesterday, and he said, trainers never cease to amaze me. He said, Michael Friedman rang him last Tuesday and said, this horse has never worked better and could not be possibly any better. And he said, he rang him this Tuesday. He said, I know what I said to you last Tuesday, but he said he's gone better again. Now, there's a little bit of trepidation there. And as a trainer, I have seen this, and I'm not second-guessing Michael Friedman, a very good trainer. But as I reckon most trainers or a lot of trainers will tell you, horses work good and solid. But when one throws in that outstandingly, wait for age, superstar type gallop, where do they go from there? Not many continue to climb. Sometimes it's in the start of the downward spiral. So a little bit of trepidation there, but, he's going to be well-suited. As the rain tumbles down here at Pakenham, they'll be pretty happy they're not running the slipper here at Pakenham on the weekend.
The other point that Henry Field made, I think he's got a share or an interest in four colts running in the Golden Slipper, which is an amazing effort for Newgate Farm. But Profiteer being one of those. But he gave us a nod and a wink, didn't he, Pete? And said, I think Stay Inside might be the one from a Newgate point of view. So that's a little tip from inside the owner's camp for our Ladbrokes Moody on the Mic listeners. Stay Inside at 460 going on my computer. The Profiteer 360. So getting better odds about the one that they fancy, perhaps just an edge over Profiteer at this stage.
If Rayman can't get his technical issues sorted out, Mitho, you might have to do the prices and just put in a little bit extra of on the invoice for doing Rayman's job for him you put this in. I just want to touch on just quickly in regard to Peter Moody and Luke Nolan. You had three runners at the Valley last Friday night, and you need three to get to that magical 800. I think you're still on 797 moods, but just to the Ladbrokes punters, just keep an eye on the website because there might be a little bit of a little bit of a bonus about backing Moody and Nolan runners in the lead up to that 800. So it might be a little bit of cherry on top. So look, I don't know the full details yet. I was hoping Rayman might be able to brief us, but just keep an eye on the website if you are backing a Moody Nolan runner. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the rescheduled Sydney Carnival in depth.
I am here to show you all how to Ladbroke it.
Kachingos! We've Ladbroke the Ladbrokes app and made it faster than ever before. Never miss a minute of the action with the new and improved Ladbrokes app. Download it today.
But let's not stop there. Let's Ladbroke the world!
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Well, the first of the Group 1s on Saturday at Rose Hill is the Ramvert Stakes, and this was the one we were licking our lips at last week with a bit of a match race almost between Adib and also Very Elegant. And now you've got to throw into the mix the Cox Plate winner, Sir Dragonair, who's now into the race. And, well, Mitho, we'll get you to the Rainman's thing. You know, what are the prices?
Oh, that's a lovely little throw. Rog, let me see if I can show the Rain Man up here. But Adib is your favourite at $2.10 on Ladbrokes. And as you mentioned, it was billed as the most exciting six-horse race we were ever going to see. Or five-horse, was it, last week, with just the two superstars, Adib and Very Elegant. You're getting lovely odds, Very Elegant, in my opinion. $2.80 from Barrier 1, James McDonald up. But the other addition to the race, you mentioned Sir Dragonair. Colette comes into the race now for Godolphin, and we know that she loves a soft track, and Ladbrokes have got her at third favourite, $6. Then you go out to Sir Dragonair, $13. Master of Wine, $18. Angel of Truth, will it go out hard in front, $41. Chris of Moha has now accepted for the race at 400-1, if you don't mind, umpire. And down the bottom, Miami Bound and Natoya, long odds as well, $51 and 126.
And Moods, with Sir Dragonair, we know he's been searching for a wet track and he's going to get that on Saturday. Do you think we're a chance to see that the Sir Dragonair we saw in the Cox Plate? Because he was very, obviously, very disappointing in that first up run. This boy, two runs, his preparation.
Yeah, well, you probably need to see him get back to that form, don't you? He found soft ground the other day, obviously, in the All-Star Mile and tended to look uncomfortable and over-raced and got a little bit ugly for him there. But, you know, one would suggest his form probably sits below Aberdeen and Very Elegant regardless. You know, yeah, hard to fall into him until we see him get back to that type of form. I was with Very Elegant last week. And I think I've got to stick that. She seemed to have the wood on Colette last start, even though Colette, we know, is going to improve on the wet ground. But I just think Very Elegant. She just keeps getting the job done, doesn't she? Hard to go faster.
You're getting a pretty good price about her too. I mean, with the others coming in, she's actually drifted further. So Adib's sort of was about the $1.90 mark. It's at $2.10. And then you get... Very Elegant, who I think was about $2.30, is now $2.80. Mitho, I know you were keen on Very Elegant last week. Are you even more keen at that $2.80 quote?
No, I'm Colette. I'm changing camp. I think I might have dubbed Colette on this show a month or so ago, quite potentially the best horse in Australia. And I know she's let me down since her first up, performance, demolition job, two lengths on Very Elegant. Very Elegant then turned the tables on a soft track. And then last start, you've got to bear in mind, good track at Rose Hill, only beaten a length. Her record on soft ground is just outstanding. She's had three on the heavy for three victories, three on the slow for two victories and a second, I think it is. So I really think that Colette can stamp herself as, if not the best horse in the country, certainly one of them in this race. And the $6 is juicy. So Colette for me.
Yeah, hard to argue with that. If you look now at the Rose Hill Guineas, Mytho, just get that market up, because we did think Lions Roar might upstage Moonga on that very heavy track last week. But obviously, I think we're looking at a soft 7 to a heavy 8 on Saturday, and I think that really will favour Moonga. And it does look as if there's been some early money for him as well.
Moonga's 360 into 310 on Ladbrokes, on my computer anyway. So, yeah, it's certainly the money there for the favourite. Just going through, because I'm not in order of betting. You're going to have to stick with me here. Montefilia, just out the gate to 750 after opening at $6. So not sure if the wet track is the issue there. You might have a look at the wet track form there for us, Rog. But six is out to 750 for Montefilia fans. And then you've got Wheelhouse at $12. Lions Roar, pretty solid in the market at $6.50 as well. Milford at $13 for Stephen Marsh, the Kiwi horse. And Grand Slam wasn't entered for the race after, didn't want to back up into Rose Hill Guineas after that strong performance at Moonee Valley. But here we go. We've got a really nice prospect for Kieran Maher and David Eustace, 2 weeks between runs, $7 solid in the market. So that's about the extent of the market, the main chances anyway.
Grand Slam Moods is the one I really want to ask you about, because he was super impressive winning at the Valley on All-Star Mile Day. And now he goes up to this race, which he wasn't going forward. They're obviously, I'd imagine, the Mar used to say wouldn't be setting if they didn't think he could repeat the dose or repeat the form from the other week.
No, well, I suppose the unknown with him is going to be the ground. Listen, he was super impressive in the Alistair Clark, and he being the brother to the great Mayor Jamaica. But no exposure to heavy ground and only one run on the soft for an unplaced effort. But it was hard not to be impressed with his run there the other day. He beat the stablemate Explosive Jack by 6 or 7 lengths. So it's hard to see him turning it around. Now we've got to see this form sort of marry up. Luna Fox won the Australian Guineas at 300-1. Ran fourth in the All-Star Mile the other day, beating home the likes of Sir Dragonay quite comfortably. And I would imagine, Mytho, he's probably going to line up at big odds again too, is he?
Yeah, he's $16. Out the gate from $14. Just underestimate him at your peril. He just continues to bob up and show that he's a really top liner, but the market never comes with him.
Yeah, so it's actually become a very interesting race. Montefilia, I can't understand her being out the gate, whether it's the 1400 to 2000 and then another week between those runs, whether there's a bit of a question mark there, but she does appear to handle soft ground. Mahunga was super the other day. Should have he won? Arguably yes, but the Lions Rule got the job done. I've probably got to stick Mahunga on an improving track, but I don't think it's a slam dunk by any means. Annabelle Neesham, the rookie trainer and the former general for the Mar Eustace team, taking on the old team here, looking for her first Group 1. And I think Mahunga will go very close to giving it. But he's got that pattern a little bit, back in the field, needs a bit of luck. So not a slam dunk, but Mahunga's probably got to be there each way all day anyhow. But Lions Roar, you can't knock him for winning. Luna Fox, well, his form's superb.
Could you imagine? Can you imagine the post race interview if Noel Callow gets the Group One up there? It'd be bloody entertaining.
No, we know Noel, and he never fails to entertain us, does he? Very interesting race.
Mytho, quick tip.
Quick tip for me. It's going to be a tough race with the new additions into the race. Interesting to note, Moonga, what a performance by Annabelle Neesham, just to find some dry ground. Drove her horses that are running on Saturday, 5 hours on Tuesday morning, I think it was, moves to Quirindi to make sure that they could have a gallop on the grass and give them the appropriate hit out they needed before this race. That's dedication to your task, and congratulations, Annabelle. And I hope, I'm going to tip Maunga in the hope that she does get her first Group 1 race, Group 1 victory as a trainer. She's a very astute horsewoman. So Maunga for me.
All right, the George Ryder, of course, another Group 1 on the program, over 1,500 metres. And look, there's a couple of Group 1 winners in this field. It does seem, we talk about the barrier draws and the redrawing and that, it really, Funstar is one horse that's it's really benefited. I think drew out wide last week and now she gets barrier 1 and should just be able to get into a perfect spot. So I know they're pretty happy with that. Where is the money going, Mitho? If you can whiz through it quickly, mate.
Villiers $4.20, just out the gate, a little turn. Funstar $5.50, out from $5. Then you've got Colding up the top of the weights at $6.50. Dreamforce $9.50. Star of the Seas the same price. And Dawn Passage now into the race at $10 as well. So that's about your market. Mizzy at $15 before she heads off to be a mum.
Avilius was the one that they were all rushing to back last week, an absolute genuine swimmer. Perhaps it's one horse that things haven't benefited too much. Still going to get a heavy track, still going to be very tough to beat, but perhaps bring some of the opposition into it, Moods.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting race. It was open as the Sydney heads last week, and it hasn't changed a hell of a lot again. I don't know. Is barrier one going to be a big advantage? Race six on wet ground, or they're going to be looking to get out? I don't know. Listen, I've dead set got no idea of this race. Maybe a horse like Mizzy, who is rock hard and fit, and you know, some of these might still be waiting a little bit for the Randwick Carnival, and she's coming off that good run behind the Mythos Philly Crone in the Coolmore. Maybe she does give a good sight, but no confidence here at all in this race. I just can't get my finger on it at all.
I'm going with Funstar, obviously, yeah, Mytho.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with the favourite, Avilius. It looks to map okay. And talking of preparation during the week, we had the opportunity to catch up with the Godolphin crew the other night when we were a flying visit into the Hunter Valley. Moods and myself to look at a few yearlings, and they were very pleased that they were able to use their fantastic facility at Angus Banks there. And no horses suffered from a lack of a gallop or having to work on the poly or just an upset to routine. All the horses in the blue colours got a gallop on the grass. So Avilius for mine at the $4.20, that'll do me.
Well, I mean, if you've got the sort of money that Godolphin's got, you could probably build a retaining wall around Sydney and make sure that they never cop any deluge. We'll just have a quick, because we have touched on the Golden Slipper already, and it hasn't really changed that much from last week, bar the ground. The barriers stay the same. The field is essentially the same, except with our president coming out for the Waller camp, and that hasn't created a huge amount of deductions. But, Mytho, who's the favourite?
The favourite is your, has been the ruling favourite probably since the millennium when Profiteer did a demolition job, $3.60 Profiteer.
I'm just going to cut you off, though, Mytho, because, look, you've done a splendid job. You've done okay. But Rayman's here now, and he wants his job back.
Yeah.
He wants his job back.
So you're going to drop me, so I'm out.
You're dumped. You're out. You're only getting half a show.
I've been mentioning Ladbrokes every third horse as per instructions. I've been throwing in the free plugs. I didn't have the information on the bet returns and the bet bonuses and all that for our Ladbrokes punters.
Well, you can't mention that. Just as well.
Oh, well, you can get stuffed. I reckon I've done an excellent job. You can all get stuffed, including you, Rayman.
Rayman, welcome to you. Where is the money going with the Golden Sliver? We're just going to get you straight into it. There's no time for fluffy welcomes.
No, that's fair, Rog. Profiteer is still the favourite, $4 into $3.60. As Mytho said, there has been a good move for four moves ahead. It's been $6 into $5. Home Affairs for Chris Waller is probably the best back of the horses at double figure odds at $17. And yesterday we took a pretty big bet for Animo, $2,000 at the 17s as well. So it's a really competitive Golden Slipper, money for a host of different horses. And I think it shapes up as a fascinating race for mine.
We did speak a bit about the Golden Slipper already, Rayman. So we'll just get a quick tip from you and then we'll just whiz around and just reiterate our tips for the big race.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Artorias, as I said last week, Rog. I was just really impressed with its win in the Ludbrokes Blue Diamond Stakes. The way it found the line, shot an excellent turn of foot. This might be a class horse. So I don't think the wide barrier draw will be an issue. It gets back in the second half of the field anyway. And by that stage of the afternoon, being drawn wide might actually be an advantage. So I think it'll be flying home late. Happy to be with Artorias and a really open addition to Golden Slipper.
Well, we all mentioned earlier, I spoke to Tommy Berry yesterday. He said Stay Inside is flying at track work the week off's benefited. And these two have been speaking to higher up the chain in regard to Stay Inside. And are you going to tip it on the conversations that you had yesterday up in New South Wales, boys? Moods.
Listen, it's a strange one. I've got two sets of tips.
Well, it's better than the no tips you usually give. So.
Exactly. Well, it's race seven. You're going to get a good guide to how the track's playing, if there's an advantage or a disadvantage down the outside, off pace, on pace. Profiteer, I'm not dropping off him in any way, shape or form, and Four Moves Ahead. They're the two horses that are going to be on pace, in good form, and I think are going certainly well enough to win the race. And Four Moves Ahead's probably the horse that's had the benefit of that extra week and extra week's training, because she was the one that was a little bit behind the eight ball on all of these in the field. Second set of tips, if you're struggling on pace, down near the fence and doing it hard, I think Artorias, who Rain Man's found there, and I love him in the Blue Diamond. I think he's a very good horse. And the one that they've been spruiking up in the Hunter Valley, Stay Inside, they're the two that are going to be back midfield the second half, strong down the centre of the track. So have a look during the day, you know, maybe couple the four of them up in a multi or whatever, and I think they're your four main chances.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Godolphin team here. I reckon ingratiating an Animo with a two massive hopes, and I can just see it being Godolphin's day, given that they do have those fantastic facilities. They haven't missed a beat. You wonder about the rest. I'm sure there'd be horses there that haven't missed a beat as well, but you do know that with Godolphin. And ingratiating, I think, benefits from rather than on the back up, it gets that extra week and gets a chance for a breather and goes into this in spot-on condition. Animo is a classy colt and can get the job done as well. Both double figure odds, so I'd like the Quinello or back both of those at $12 and $17, ingratiating an Animo.
We're just going to have a quick look now at the final group one of the program. It is the Galaxy. Rayman, where is the money going? I think last week they were coming for Taliere. Is that still the case?
Yeah, well, that money, Talio has opened a lot shorter than it did last week. So it opened as equal favourite at $4.60, along with Hortbury on her. In the last sort of 24 hours, Talio has become the clear favourite. A bit of money around for Eduardo as well. It's in the $6.50. Then you've got Riot Wild Ruler there at the same price. So it's basically $6 a field here in the Galaxy. It's a really interesting race. At one point during the week, it looked as though we were going to see Nature Strip, and that would have changed the complexion of this race completely. But it's a relatively similar field to what we would have seen last week. And I'm happy to stick with Wild Ruler here. I just think it's a horse with a huge amount of upside. It was set for this race all preparation long. First up winning the five ball stakes was very, very soft. Like, Team Snowden will have him at his peak for this race on Saturday. And he just gets in extremely well at the weights. Barry Ninth perfect with Karen McAvoy. So he ticks plenty of boxes for me, Wild Ruler. Doesn't have much experience on a wet track, so that's the unknown. But I'm hoping to take the gamble at the $6.50 currently available.
Moods, I think you were with Eduardo last week, and he does like a soft track. He goes well second up, and he might set him alight in front. Are you sticking with the big fella?
Yeah, I don't see any reason to go against him. He's 2 from 3 on heavy ground, in good form. Nash Rewilla, he's far and away the highest rated horse in this race. So, no, I think he runs big. Probably the little curveball for him now. It was Fabagino in the race last week, but I don't think she was.
And
one would imagine she's going to be charging along, putting a bit of pressure on Eduardo. But is Fabagino going to be able to put any more pressure on Eduardo than Nature Strip did? and he still bounced off that. And off that solid gut-busting first-up run against Nature Strip, which can be put you on a bit of a downward spiral, the extra week might have done Eduardo the world of good. So I'm probably keener on Eduardo this week than I was last.
Yeah, I'm going to take Quinella here and sit on the fence like Moose does most weeks. Eduardo for me, but Hawthorne on her. You just get a real sense that the stuff with Nature Strip, it was probably centred around weights and what the handicapper was going to do with Hawthorne on her. And I've got a real sense that Chris Waller and the stable are very, very keen on this mare and figure that she is the one to beat. So I'll be betting against her with great caution. If I want to bet against her, it'll be on Eduardo. So I'll have something on those two at $5 and $6.50, respectively.
I am here to show you all how to Ladbroke it.
Giddy up and Ladbroke the winners this autumn carnival right in the mounting yard. Bring a little razzle dazzle and be part of the action. Download the Ladbrokes app for a better betting experience today.
But let's not stop there. Let's Ladbroke the world!
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Well, the Metropolitan meet in Melbourne on Saturday. Isn't in Melbourne. It's up in Bendigo. This is where it's Bendigo's big day at the races, the Golden Mile. Now, Moods, you had a few runners nommed, but you're only going to be taking one to Bendigo, and you're pulling out the filly who is currently favourite, I think, with Ladbrokes.
Yes, I'll end up with just the one runner from my yard there on Saturday. Rog, I'll have the consistent Shepherd. He'll take his place in race four, and he's one that'll certainly appreciate the climatic conditions in Victoria at the moment, suggesting that we're probably going to get, I would say, definitely a slow track at Bendigo Saturday. And he won't be disadvantaged there at all, Shepherd. He's in very good form. Princess Rainese is the filly you were talking about. She was running in the Bendigo St. Ledger trial, race six, horse number 12. And at this point in time, it's not official yet, but my gut feel is I will be withdrawing her and taking her to Sydney for the Vinery Stud Stakes the following Saturday. And just
good result for those of us on Princess Rainese in the Vinery Stud Stakes at a futures bet. Well done, Moods.
Good on you, mate. I'm looking after you. You and your Richmond jersey, I've been looking after you. And I didn't tell the boys you were out the back ironing that. That's why you were late to the show today. So I looked after you there, mate. Interesting one for the stables. Good mate of mine, Barry Baldwin, brought the Candyman down to Sydney, down to Victoria for his first ever Victorian preparation. He's been staying with us here at Pakenham for the last week or so, and he looks in great order. I know nothing of the horse, but he's a lovely, nearly white horse, and he's in great order, and he did a nice piece of work here on Tuesday morning. Barry popped down and had a look at him, and he pleased me, and he's always said that all the people that have always been associated with this horse riding-wise have suggested to him that he would go better the Victorian direction. And Bridget Grills, one of my young ladies that rides a bit of work for us here, she rode him on Tuesday morning, and she couldn't fold him. So keep a little eye out for the Candyman in the Golden Mile.
What's his target there, Merge? Because it's a strange flip when we're sort of at the end of our autumn carnival down here in Victoria, but there's a carnival in Sydney, and Queensland's not that far away.
Well, he's 100 rater, Mitho, and it's probably still 5 or 6 weeks until the Brisbane carnivals gets rolling along, and I believe he's a horse that does extremely well, so sort of struggled to give him the gap between races, and he'd been to Sydney, and they just wanted to, they thought from a future viewpoint, we just need a couple of gap runs before we head home for the Brisbane Winter Carnival. Why not try this little experiment in Victoria, see how he goes with a view to maybe bringing him back in the spring if he does enjoy it as much as has been suggested.
You say you don't know much about him, Moods. He's probably one of Queensland's favourite sons alongside you, Cameron Smith, Jonathan Thurston's and Billy Slater. And of course the great Alfie Langer, but we were having a chat offline before. He's going to have to race in your name for some strange reason, not this week, but next run.
Oh, listen, it just comes down to Barry chose not to send staff down with him, and it's just a part of us as trainers. We travel horses all over Australia, and traditionally you send staff with them. But Barry just decided to send him down to me, and he was just happy for the horse to go in under my care for maybe another run following this one, all being well, before he returns to Barry's care at Queensland. But listen, at the end of the day, it's a name in the race book. I'm not going to be trying to reinvent the wheel with the source. You won't even see a shadow roll on him, surprisingly. But he'll go and have a spin there on Saturday, and if he has another run, it'll probably be under my care, but it'll be under sort of Barry's instruction somewhat, and then he'll return back for the Queensland Winter Carnival, all being well.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's have a look at a couple of races there on Saturday, and one of them is the Bendigo Guineas, Rayman. Has there been much movement in the market for Bendigo Guineas, race 7 on the program?
Yeah, Atavisto has been really well back to you, Rog. Joe McCarr in the saddle. Was beaten last start at Flemington as a clear favourite, but punted the keen to have another crack there again. Said $2.60 and, dominant favourite for this contest. Outside of it, you can make a case for a few horses here. I've been pretty impressed with what I've seen from number 10, Redeal, for Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. I think it's a fairly lightly raced filly that still has a fair amount of upside. This is a big step up in class based on the field it beat at Pakenham last start, but it ran pretty well in a race like the Jim Maloney Stakes at Caulfield during the spring. So I think it's a horse with upside at the current price, might be slightly over the odds, but Atavisto does look pretty well placed. Another one to keep an eye out for is Screen Dream. Two wins with six starts. It's done a fair bit wrong during its career today, but it's another filly that just has that upside, a little bit of X factor about it. So another one to keep an eye on.
Moots, have you got any particular thoughts in this one?
Probably with the favourite, Enavisto. Like you said, not a lot of joy last start. And J Carr replacing D Oliver. So not much being lost there. Enavisto for me.
And on with Screen Dream, the Seamus Award filly. Good on you there, Rayman. Didn't quite mention that bit, did you? But it's good to hear.
Well, you knew you would.
Some legitimate reasons to scream into a $12 winner. She looks exceptional. I mean, obviously, I've been following a bit closer than most, but she's been very unlucky and is still unlucky last start, but was able to put them away in fine style of Pakenham. So I think she can step up to the plate here. So Screen Dream for me.
And we go to the Golden Mile, which is the race that Candyman's in, and a really good story as well in this race. We see the return of Rostropovich on coming back from injury, of course. Rostropovich was injured in the Melbourne Cup of 2019, and it's been a very long road back for this Dabenigan Hayes-trained horse, but we'll see him at Bendigo on Saturday in what looks a pretty tough race, Rayman.
Yeah, Golden Mile, always a very open betting race. This year is no exception. A host of horses in the battle for favoritism. Ironclad's flying for Will Clark and three wins on the trot, J Carr in the saddle. You've got Kenya, who's impressed since arriving in Australia. Rock, who's the class horse in this field, but has drawn Barry 19. Will definitely need a bit of luck in running. And then an interesting horse here is English King, import from Moroni Stable, number 11. Its best European form would have it in the mix here. It wasn't beaten far in an Epsom Derby. It finished fifth with Frankie Dettori in the saddle. Got form around Mogul, who's one of the best horses in the world. It won a Derby trial in Ireland as well. So it's an import with plenty of ability. So I'm interested to see how it runs. And we have seen imports run in this race fairly well. Jetaway won this race in impressive fashion and went on to be one of the favourites for the Caulfield Cup the following spring. So in terms of betting-wise, you can... It's a genuine dartboard race, but I'll be keeping my eye on English King. I think it's a potentially interesting horse to follow heading into the spring.
His form is quite good, English King, isn't it? It'll be interesting to get the thoughts of a Warren Huntley, Dean Lester type person that might have had their eye on the board there at the Flemington jump outs and just see where this bloke sits in the food chain down on the limit weight, gate two. You know, he just might just be too good for them. He might just blow them away. Rock's a very good horse. He's going to need more luck than the first explorers from gate 19. The can, like I said, seeing is believing for me, and this horse is settled in great order, and I believe he loves to get his toe into the ground as well. So quite an open race there. Ironclad, Jamie Carr. Hit Rain Man, the Will Clarkin galloper. He's... doesn't miss too often, Will Clarkin, when he brings one over.
He's got two actually in on Saturday. I think he's got second slip running around, not in this race, but in another race too. I think it's a pretty good chance as well. So, Will Clarkin could be in for a big day at Bendigo.
Yeah, and drawn well also. So, I'm getting the splinters in my ass, Mitho. Nowhere to go here.
Yeah, I think English King's probably the really interesting runner in this race. $19 is pretty salubrious odds for a horse that Mike Moroney said during the week. If it wins this race or runs well, it's off to the Queen Elizabeth to take on the big guns in Sydney. And we're running in a listed race at Bendigo here. So they paid almost $2 million for the horse out of the horses in training sale. I mean, he's a class runner by Camelot in the week that Rushing Camelot has unfortunately been retired after that good run in the All-Star Mile. So he's the interesting runner at the $19. I thought he'd come up a lot shorter than that after the spruik from the Moroney camp during the week. But that said, I'm going with the other import, Ironclad, that was pretty good on Adelaide Cup Day, winning there for Jamie Carr. Jamie Sticks, drawn well, fit horse, getting the... getting the picket fence alongside its name with three wins in a row can make it four here at Bendigo. But big watch on English King. It'll be interesting to see how well he goes.
I am here to show you all how to Ladbroke it.
Giddy up and Ladbroke the winners this autumn carnival right in the mounting yard. Bring a little razzle dazzle and be part of the action. Download the Ladbrokes app for a better betting experience today.
But let's not stop there. Let's Ladbroke the world!
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
As always, it's the time you look forward to here on Moody on the Mic. Best time and kicking us off, as he does every week. He wasn't here for half the show, but he's here where it counts. The resident Rayman.
Yeah, Roger, I had a quick thinker in the Mannion Cup as my best bet last week, but Nicky Jack Cave from Peter Moody's got me a little bit terrified there, so I'm moving my attention to the next race in Sydney, race three, the Epona Stakes. I'm quite keen on She's Ideal. Doesn't win out of turn, this horse, but looks really well placed here on Saturday. Being racing well without winning this preparation, should now be at peak fitness, and I'm pretty confident she's the class mare in this field, so... She'll get a lovely running train with Jason Collar in the saddle. So she kicks plenty of boxes here for me. She's Ideal, my best bet of the weekend.
All right, I'm going to Bendigo Race 3, the Gold Rush, and a horse trained by one of the absolute favourites of the old social media edition of Moody on the Mic, John Sadler. And Sads has got Starry Legend, an excellent debut win at Sandown by about 3.5 lengths, really caught the eye. So I think he can back it up and win the Gold Rush in Bendigo Race 3, number 3, with O.
Well done, Rog. That's a good spot because that was impressive at Sandown, and there's a bit of a spruik on the horse. Rosemont Ruffy time here. 1,000 wishes in the last at Bendigo. The lucky last. I think Ladbrokes has got her at $26. So you can bet each way to your heart's content here. She's first up. She's trialled really nicely at Flemington in the lead up to this. She's a classy mare these days, and she can run you a big race. First up, she's never won first up, but interestingly, she's been placed three times in her first up performances, and second up, she's never missed a place. So out of those eight runs, first and second up, she's won or placed seven times. Seven times. So really good fresh horse. Danny's got a spot on, Danny O'Brien camp, and you can bet each way at $26, the Rosemont Ruffy 1,000 wishes.
Yeah, well, I think Shepherd, one of the stable stalwarts here at our Pakenham base, I think he'll give you a great sight at Bendigo Race 4, horse number 8. He takes a 5-kilo drop in the weights with the allowance for young Will Price and loves the cut out of the ground. So I think he will also give you a good sight. The import for my stable, Nicker Jack Cave in the Mannion Cup. Wes, how's he line up in the market, Rainman?
$11, nerds.
Yeah, well, this horse has got form around Twilight Payment, the Melbourne Cup winner, and Pondus, another good, very good Lloyd Williams stayer. So a little bit learning for us. Two things I've been told about the horse. He doesn't like the Sydney direction and probably isn't at his best on soft ground. So here's Muggins takes him to Sydney to run him on a soft ground over a mile and a half. So I'm testing all theories, but I'm really looking forward to seeing him go around. So... I think that's probably big odds for a horse of his calibre. So maybe each way Nicker Jack Cave, maybe something straight out on Shepherd. But my best for the weekend would be Eduardo in the Galaxy. I think that extra week will suit him very well. And he's a very fast horse, boys. It's Golden Slipper week. We see some fast ones there. but I'm thinking they won't go as fast as Eduardo. So what are you going to do, Nash? Let fast horses run fast.